The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to begin with a Dharma talk from Alan Richardson, our senior assistant teacher for this retreat, a little encouragement as we enter into the evening.
David and Melissa introduced us this morning to the koan, The Buddha Responds to an Outsider. And between their two wonderful talks and the Dharma dialogue, I think they said pretty much everything one can say about the koan. So not so good for me. But in their great compassion, they used the Blue Cliff Record version and not the Gateless Gate version, the earlier collection that Melissa mentioned, the earlier one for us. And this was edited, compiled by Wu Men in China in the 13th century. And Wu Men wrote a verse for each one of the koans, which is his response. So let me read you Wu Men's response to The Buddha Responds to an Outsider. Walking along the edge of a sword, running along the ridge of an iceberg, no steps, no ladders, jumping from the cliff with hands open. So here we are together, walking on the edge of a sword, walking on this knife edge, between what and what? I think in relation to the koan, it's partly one way to understand this is it's between being an outsider and an insider. These categories that we human beings are so likely to produce and then get caught by, and yet that are ultimately so unstable, like all other human categories. And it's interesting to see how quickly the outsider becomes an insider and the insider becomes an outsider in this koan. The outsider, within a couple of sentences, is saying, the world-honored one has opened the clouds of my delusion and enabled me to enter the way. So is he still an outsider? And then Ananda would seem to be the ultimate insider. We learned that he was the Buddha's personal attendant. In a lot of the early sutras, he's also the Buddha's first cousin, which you'd think would make him the inside guy. Hey, that guy's my cousin, leave him alone. And yet Ananda, the insider, says, what did that outsider realize to make him praise you? What's the secret handshake? What's the password that you guys know that I don't know? How did I end up here on the outside? And of course, this is where Ananda gets stuck. And this is where we get stuck, thinking that there is a secret handshake, that there is a magic word. If we just knew it, we would get what? And so instead, Wu Men asks us to walk along the edge of a sword, to stay on that edge, not inside, not outside, not even stuck at in between, running along the ridge of an iceberg. That I always want to make that dancing along the edge of an iceberg. And I think of that dance that we do on the ice sometimes. And as long as you keep dancing, you somehow manage not to fall. The moment you stop dancing, that's when you fall and hit the pavement. And so here we are dancing on the ridge of an iceberg together. No steps, no ladders. So we're also walking the edge together, the knife edge between beginner and expert. Who are the knowing ones here? Who are the real beginners? And maybe some of us old timers are wishing we could recover our beginner's mind that some of you have brought and have been illustrating so wholeheartedly. And maybe, probably some of the newcomers are thinking, oh, I wish I knew what these old timers knew. I mean, I think we've learned 5 hand things now. Aren't we up to 5 hand positions? How do they keep it all straight? There's so much to learn. And yet the idea that we could go step by step, go through stage after stage and get there, wherever there is. Wu Men tells us, no, that's a delusion too. No steps, no ladders, no method that anyone can teach you to get from where you think you are to where you think you want to be. And the edge too, we're walking the knife edge then between delusion and realization. And the ancient teachers sometimes instruct us not to prefer one to the other. That this is another way of understanding Ananda's trap. Maybe Ananda's not in that trap. Maybe it's my delusion that Ananda is in one at all. That's how the koan's striking me tonight. And so not falling into delusion, not having a goal of enlightenment, but walking that knife edge between the two. No preference, no aversion to either one. Really difficult. And yet this is the teaching. And so what do we do? What do we do when we've danced on the ice about as long as we can and we just can't keep it up anymore? This could actually be a good place to find ourselves. This is one of the things that can happen at a retreat like this. Some of us are getting exhausted. Some of us are in physical pain. Some of us are in great emotional pain. And maybe we've danced long enough and we don't know where we get the energy to keep going. And Wu Men ends his verse, jumping from the cliff with hands open. Maybe that's the only thing to do. No attempt to protect ourselves, open hands, not trying to cling to anything, not even trying to slow things down, not falling off the cliff, jumping from it. So who is willing to practice like this? Who is willing to walk this knife edge, and when the time comes, to jump off the cliff with open hands? I invite all of you, as a way of inspiring me, to do this with me. And so tonight, as we continue our Zazen period, let's all try to stay on this edge between delusion and realization, between beginner and expert, between practice and enlightenment. Let's stay on the edge. And if the invitation comes, let's take the leap. And now we'll return to our Zazen practice.